Directly above was the main trunk of the tree. She still could not raise her head, more than an inch or so from the dust. She worked her left arm out from under her body. It felt heavy and lifeless. She could not unclench her fist. She turned her head carefully to look the other way. Fair's face was as close to her as a lover's. Cold and pale, stern, and clearly dead. Pox froze, horrified. She had not known he was so close, and being so close, how had he been killed while she was safe? She crooked her neck to look over her right shoulder. Fair lay on her arm, prelims laced across him, and on the limbs a tumble of great boulders that ran back up the slope to the base of the ledge she had seen. Pox tried again to pull her arm free, but she couldn't move it.
Tamar!
We're working, Pox. We can't hurry. The tree could turn and crush you completely.
I know, but I can turn a little, and I saw Fair.
We know. Jiren's voice came from the other side of the rock pile. Tamar was able to see past you.
But he...
Pox found her eyes full of tears suddenly. He died well. He shot the Daskin arrows, didn't he?
Daskin? Those with the crystal?
Yes.
Yes, he did. They both went in, but then the tail end whipped over.
I know, Jiren sighed. He was close enough for her to hear it. Yet we must call ourselves lucky, Poxenarian, to lose only two to a Daskdrogdigs. We might have all been killed, and the foul thing loosed to desecrate the very rock. I honor your perception. None of us sensed it before you did, and none of us could find it. That is its skill, to spread its essence through the very stone so that it cannot be found.
Poxenarian, said Tamar, now back at her head, can you tell how much of your body is trapped under Fair's?
No. At least, my right arm, maybe a leg.
We cannot hurry this, but you are weakening. Here, drink this, and let me feed you. Tamar sat in the space she had made, and held the flask to Pox's lips. She drained it slowly. She could not take more than small sips. Tamar massaged her left arm, and slowly sensation came back. First as prickling, then as a fiery wave. Pox flexed her fingers, wincing at the pain, but was able to take a bit of whey bread from Tamar and get it into her own mouth. Meanwhile, Tamar had taken off her own cloak, and she spread it along as much of Pox's body as she could reach.
Don't lose heart, she said. We will certainly free you and Fair's body.
What is a Daskdrogdigs? Asked Pox.
Fair kept yelling that, and I didn't know. It was almost as long as the Quokkan's hum. Finally, Tamar said, if you truly don't know, I would rather not speak of it here. Time enough, when we are far from this place and at peace.
But it's dead, isn't it?
Do you sense any life in it? Pox shivered. She didn't want to feel for that foulness again, but nothing stirred in her mind. No warnings and no revulsion.
No, she said finally.
Good. Then we needn't worry for now. Tamar stood, after laying her hand lightly on Pox's brow. Trust us and lie still. Be ready to answer us when the load begins to lift. We do not wish to cause you more injury.
But darkness rose from among the trees of the forest as they worked. The stones in the pile were large and heavy, and awkward to lift or move. Twice they shifted suddenly under Jiren's feet. He and Tamar both came near being crushed by the stones they tried to move. Unsuli came and tried to help.